Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Anyway, we'll move on for the moment because five prisoners are continuing to receive treatment while six have been discharged from hospital following a drug poisoning in Portlaoise prison yesterday. Investigations are ongoing as to whether the substance which caused the poisoning was a potent synthetic opioid, nitazine. Meanwhile, an Irishman is understood to have been arrested in Peru after 55 kilograms of cocaine was seized by local police there. It comes as Gordy said today that seizures of cocaine by Irish authorities has contributed to a rise in the wholesale price of the drug. Cocaine worth over 10 million euro was seized by Gordy and revenue officers at Dublin Port yesterday. To find out more about Ireland's illegal drugs networks, I'm joined by Nicola Tallant, investigations editor with the Sunday World. Nicola, you're very welcome to the programme. Some of the prisoners hospitalised have been released, we know, while others are still receiving treatment. What's the latest that you've heard?
Well, the latest I heard was only a couple of hours ago. There was three in the intensive care unit. So they were the most serious of those that were taken out of Portlaoise prison and brought to the Midlands Hospital. And they're remaining there as we speak. So, yeah, this was a sort of a mass overdose incident in the prison. Very challenging for the prison to get people out. As you can imagine, there's quite a lot of protocol. Even though somebody is unwell, they still have to get them through a certain amount of doors and out and into a hospital environment. So it was obviously a bit of a nightmare scenario that went on. But nonetheless, they were all have survived thus far.
I'd say it was frenetic, all right. And I know the tests are underway to try and establish if it was nitazine. Do we know if it was at this point? And what is nitazine?
Don't know, but I mean, you could make an educated guess that it is nitazine. Nitazine is a substance. It's a kind of synthetic opioid. You've probably heard of fentanyl, which has caused the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people across the US, which is also a synthetic opioid. It's, you know, they say 100 times stronger than heroin. This nitazine substance is another 40 times stronger than fentanyl. A tiny, tiny, tiny little trace of it can cause an overdose.
Wow.
And it basically shuts down the respiratory system. And people, you often see, you know, pictures of people who've overdosed literally sitting, the needle still in the arm or within that frozen state. And that's what happens.
That type of potency is just frightening, isn't it? It's frightening to observe. And I suppose it's why the prison service issued an urgent alert last month, after the use of nitazine caused a fatal overdose at the prison there. So they were aware that it was in the vicinity, let's say in the grounds of prisons. And they're extremely concerned about it, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, that last, I think that overdose, there was one in Mountjoy and was there one in Cork prison as well. Portlaoise is a slightly different kettle of fish because it is the highest security prison in the country. Obviously, drugs are getting into all prisons, but, you know, how did this drug get in? If you take it as the wing where this drug was distributed and used as a sort of a crime scene, you can imagine that there's very documented evidence of who goes in, what goes in, etc. in a prison system, set up. So the investigation will, I think, be very focused, and I think will probably very quickly uncover how it got in there how it got to the cells of those who used it.
And I'm sure that's underway, that investigation already. Can I tap your expertise, Nicola, for a second about the cocaine seizures we've seen? And it's, in a way, it's an indication of the huge problem of cocaine use in Ireland, the seizures we've seen in recent days. 104 kilograms of cocaine with an estimated value of 7.2 million euro seized at Rosslare Europort. That was last Thursday. And yesterday at Dublin Port, cocaine worth an estimated 10.5 million euro also seized. I mean, that's a hell of a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sometimes the figures we're getting, and I won't claim to be an expert on figures, but sometimes they're the street value. If you take it that you can buy a kilo of cocaine in Colombia or in Peru or in any of those countries for about 6,000 for 1 kilo, and it is probably worth about 22 to 28 thousand by the time you get it through a port of Europe. Wow. You can see what the attraction is here for the you know, for the traffickers. They're making a hell of a lot of money on it. They're not pushing it on a closed market. There's a huge demand for it, especially in this country. We're seen as one of the biggest users in Europe and indeed the world. So the reflection that we're seeing of these seizures are just kind of, I think, really just a window into what is actually coming in and being used.
And then the story yesterday that an Irish man understood to have been arrested in Peru after 55 kilograms of cocaine was seized by police in the capital, Lima, there. What's your latest information on that, Nicola?
Well, that individual who, I've heard the name and it means nothing to me. That doesn't mean anything either, can I tell you, because there's a huge amount of people operating in the drugs business that I know nothing about, probably the cleverer ones. We don't have their names on the tip of our thumb, but he certainly is possibly somebody, I don't know, maybe operating on an Irish passport or something like that. But certainly the name isn't something that's throwing up any significance. Peru is obviously one of the centres of, you know, the purchasing of that sort of the starting point of cocaine, where you will have buyers out there doing deals and buying their, you know, their kilos for shipment onwards. Europe is a huge and growing market, and the South and Central Americans have seen it as that for a long time. And, you know, we haven't reached saturation point here. We're very wealthy, even though we don't feel like that, but yeah, we are. And certainly we're very happy to spend our extra cash on this sort of recreational drugs.
Which is bemusing to an awful lot of listeners, I'm sure. They'll wonder, why is Ireland up in the top of the table or close to it in terms of cocaine use? And then they'll wonder about these seizures, huge seizures by the authorities. And I suppose a question, Nicola, and we might finish on this, but if this much of cocaine is being seized, will it push people towards opioids like nitazine that we've discussed, which is far more potent?
I don't think it'll push the users towards them. I think that what you're seeing, and as you see in the US, is that this stuff is cheap. And it's going to be easy to bulk things up with it and to make it more potent. And, you know, that's why it's been used. It's been used by the dealers. I don't think, and you'll see in the US, that buyers, recreational in particular, drug users, are not looking to use fentanyl. They're looking to avoid it as much as they can, as are probably a lot of, you know, sort of regular drug users here. They don't really want this substance in their drugs, but it's going in because it's cheap and it's making a substance more potent and therefore more valuable.
Why is Ireland near the top of the table when it comes to cocaine use? My God, if you know, let me know. If you have an opinion, to 51551. Nicola Tallant, great to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.